Troy from Zia Comics here with another travel blog for you. This one's still in Dubai. We went and saw Heritage Village and the souk, one of the souks. Souk is Arabic for market. And when I say market, it's these date back to like the 1900s. I think Aladdin from Disney, that type of market. Really cool stuff, everything from spice to gold to diamonds. And the Heritage Village is gives you a glimpse of how they lived before they got modernized, before all that oil money really brought them up into prominence. So without further ado, let's watch that video. Here we see the entrance to Heritage Village. It's got a lot of the old style things of how they used to live. Here is the directional sign. And yes, they do have a mosque on site. These vendors to the right sell a lot of traditional clothing like the Kandura, the Gatra, and the Agal. That clothing, if you're wondering, it's not like the Scottish. They actually do wear clothes under there, not like a kilt. That is so, it's very thin. You don't want to see through it. And it also prevents rubbing and chafing. They have a lot of the old style housing here that they had back before the big oil boom. These are some of the mountain housing that you had with rocks. Actually, very cool once you step inside and get out of the sun. So it was very effective. They also had other housing that they used, such as, you know, the tents here, which most of the time they just use that to get out of the sun. Here, that they'd actually sit in the middle of this, keep the wind off of them while they're having their tea or coffee. It was actually very effective. Here's another smaller tent they had set up to show you how they used to live out in the desert, the Bedouin society. Another tent. They had a lot of the tents. There were different styles of tents, and they all had their different functions. You can always tell you're in the Middle East, there's a camel. And you can see they have him bound there to the ground. They don't want him to run away. They also had donkeys, and they had horses. And they also had these weird-looking little things here, like a little deer, antelope, mixed breed, I don't know. We got there shortly after prayer time, so a lot of the artisans weren't in their stalls. But the weaver was. Here he is, hand-weaving some kalems, a lot of wall hangings. Very, very intricate, very beautiful. As you can see, a lot of them Arabian themed. And if you look closely, you'll see the one I bought right there. Yeah, it's hanging on my wall already. As part of the tour, we took a dhow, a motorized dhow. It's a type of boat they have over there, over to the dockside of the souk, which, as I told you earlier, is Arabian for market. This is a highly trafficked waterway, you can see, and there's our tour guide striking the archer pose. So we pull in to the dock at the souk and get off of the boat, and I will show you some amazing things in the market. One thing I will warn you against is make sure the police are not in the background of your videos or get yelled at like I did right here. The souks all still have that old type feel to it, as you can see here with the it's more modern though with the coverings. It just has that old timey feel. Like I said in Aladdin, Dubai is known as the gold city of gold. And I'm going to show you a little bit later, the unbelievable amounts of gold you're going to see in this souk. It is mind boggling. They really try to play up the whole thing, you know, the city of gold, all the signs around here. You know, they tell you, Dubai, city of gold. Okay, I promised you gold. Here is gold. These things are just so intricate. They wear these a lot for their weddings. I actually went into a couple of shops and asked guys how much these go for. The small ones start around $1 million. And they go up to extravagant amounts, tens of millions of dollars. And he said they sell, you know, a couple of these a week. So there is some money in Dubai. They even have, you know, the fancy headdress pieces here, necklaces, everything else. Just so much gold. They make a lot of stuff with camel's milk. The stuff they make with it tastes really good, but to drink the camel's milk straight up, it's a little bitter. Kind of like buttermilk. It's an acquired taste. By far, my favorite part of the souk is the spice market. This spice stall here, everything you could think of, some of it prepackaged, some of it fresh, loose. You just pay by the weight. And they knew what every single spice does. Everything has a purpose. There's no FDA here, so you know, you kind of got to take their word for it. They had so much spice packed into this one little stall. It's crazy around the outside and the inside. This one here that looks like stones, I'm told that's a natural form of Viagra. I can send you guys some if you need it. I have a bunch. There were other things too, like textiles, jewelry, and general touristy type tchotchkes for you to buy to take home to prove that you were in Dubai. Now, don't worry if you don't have a shopping cart. They carry things on their head. That was a quick and dirty rundown of Heritage Village and one of the souks in Dubai. The Heritage Village, I didn't show you a lot of the museums. It was a lot of weapons and tools that they used back when it was still a Bedouin, mostly community. A lot of the stuff in the souk I showed you, a lot of stuff I didn't. I tried to hit the main points and not bore you, but I thought the spices and all the gold was really caught my mind. It's what I remember from Dubai. But, you know, there's a lot more stuff to see in both those places. But this would be a 3-hour video if I showed you everything. I hope you enjoyed this video. And if you like this travel blog and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe down below. Also, you can leave us a like, a comment, you know, share, anything. It really does help us a lot. And until you see our next video, later, nerds.